In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. On this 20th Sunday after Trinity, we give thanks to God for the LWML and for all the good our Lord wills to do in and through them for his kingdom. This day, we especially give him thanks for his gifts of music and song. So begin our service today with hymn number 712, Seek Ye First. Sailors in our Bible study this morning of Jonah, and like Jonah and like the people of Nineveh, let us now repent and receive our Lord's forgiveness. Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just,
will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God,
we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing the introit a cappella.
The Lord is righteous in all he has done to us, for we have not obeyed his commandments.
Glorify your name, O Lord, and deal with us according to your great mercy.
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, his holy mountain.
We have thought on your steadfast love, O God, in the midst of your temple.
As your name, O God, so your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is filled with righteousness.
Let Mount Zion be glad.
Let the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgments.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord is righteous in all he has done to us, for we have not obeyed his commandments.
Glorify your name, O Lord, and deal with us according to your great mercy.
The Kyrie is spoken. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. We sing a hymn of praise, hymn 808, O Sing to the Lord. Hymn 808.
O sing to the Lord, O sing God a new song, O sing to the Lord, O sing God a new song, O sing to the Lord, O sing God a new song, O sing to our God, O sing to our God. For God is the Lord, and God has done wonders. For God is the Lord, and God has done wonders. For God is the Lord, and God has done wonders. Oh, sing to our God. Oh, sing to our God. So dance for our God, and blow all the trumpets. So dance for our God, and blow all the trumpets. So dance for our God, and blow all the trumpets. For sing to our God, and sing to our God. Oh, shout to our God, who gave us the Spirit. Oh, shout to our God, who gave us the Spirit. Oh, shout to our God, who gave us the Spirit. Oh, sing to our God, oh, sing to our God. For Jesus is Lord. Amen, alleluia, for Jesus is Lord. Amen, alleluia, for Jesus is Lord. Amen, alleluia, oh sing to our God, oh sing to our God.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, beautiful in majesty and majestic in holiness, you have taught us in the Holy Scripture to sing your praises and have given to your servants of the LWML and your church grace to show forth your glory in music. Continue to grant this gift of inspiration to all your servants who write and make music and sing for your people, that with joy we on earth may glimpse your beauty and at length know the inexhaustible riches of your new creation in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for our readings. The Old Testament reading for the 20th Sunday after Trinity is from Isaiah chapter 55. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and he who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me, hear that your soul may live. And I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. Behold, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. Behold, you shall call a nation that you do not know, and a nation that did not know you shall run to you because of Yahweh your God and of the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, for he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We speak together our verse. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 6:23. The epistle is from Ephesians chapter 5. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with all your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks
be to God. Stand to sing the Alleluia.
Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, hear another parable. There was a master of a house who planted a vineyard and put a fence around it and dug a wine press in it and built a tower and leased it to tenants and went into another country. When the season for fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to get his fruit. And the tenants took his servants and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again, he sent other servants, more than the first, and they did the same to them. Finally, he sent his son to them, saying, they will respect my son. But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him and have his inheritance. And they took him and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. When therefore the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants? They said to him, he will put those wretches to a miserable death and let out the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the fruits in their seasons. Jesus said to them, have you not read in the scriptures, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone? This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore, I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people producing its fruits. And the one who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces, and when it falls on anyone, it will crush him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
May we be seated for our sermon hymn, When in Our Music God is Glorified. God chose his people of old. He planted them in their own land. Right? Built a fence around it, put a tower in it, all of these things. And he bestowed upon them many riches as they awaited the Savior who was promised to be one of their own offspring. By this promise of a Savior and the law which accompanied it, the people were to be devoted to the Lord in faithfulness. They were set apart, a pleasant planting of the Lord. All the sacrifices, the priesthood, the temple, the entire nation, from the lowliest servants to the greatest kings, all of them were to be faithful. From the most important rituals to the mere menial tasks of daily life, all their fruit was to be produced faithfully. That is, not just by the book, but from a right spirit, from a pure and cleansed heart. The Lord our God had done everything for his people. He provided them food and drink, house and home, land and animals, all at no cost to them. Everything they needed for this body and life, the Lord provided. But behold, when the Lord looked upon his vineyard to yield its grapes in due season, behold, it yielded wild grapes. The fruit-bearing seasons ahead seemed so promising, but oh, how the disease of sin had swept the nation and had tainted even the best of their fruits. In not a few years, many had become warped in their thinking and had turned to producing fruit in devotion to foreign gods like Baal and Asherah. So in mercy, the Lord sent his prophets to call the people to repentance, people like Jonah, and return them to the Lord. But the wicked tenants took those servants, beat one, killed another, and stoned another. So God again sent them more than the first, more judges, more seers, prophets, more kings. And behold, the people did the same to them. Finally, God sent his son, Jesus, that anointed one, the Christ. And what did they do to him? They schemed to kill him and to take his inheritance. They wanted his power and authority over God's people. They wanted his vineyard and all its fruits for themselves. And so they took their Messiah, that promised one, and they threw him out of the vineyard, out of the city, and they crucified him. But what they meant for evil, God meant for good. For there on that cross, that cursed tree of death, the tree of life bore his fruit. In our stead and for our sakes, the Master's Son drank the entire cup of God's wrath against all sin and we sinners. And yet being innocent himself of all sin, he thus satisfied God's wrath against us once and for all. "It is finished," he cried. And so it is. There on the cross, the tree of life bore his fruits. There he yielded up his spirit. There his body was given. There the blood and the water poured forth from his pierced side. There justice rolled like a river and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. His spirit, his body, his blood, his water. These are the fruits of salvation, healing for the nations. Whoever tastes of this fruit is forgiven and satisfied. Beloved, for our sakes, God the Father has put all wretches to a miserable death. In Christ Jesus, all wretches die. All wretches, those who pierced him, but also we who are by nature the same children of wrath, who have inherited sin just the same, and who in the same way daily transgress against God, replacing his will with our own. I know better. Right? In Jesus Christ crucified, God the Father has put all wretches to a miserable death. There on the cross, that rock which the builders rejected, it shatters us to pieces and grinds us to dust. That's us on that cross too. Your sins caused that, the death of God's Son. Your sins he bore. But that stone which the builders rejected, we who wanted to build our own life, he has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes. Marvelous. Yes, the very stone that reduces us to ashes also poured forth from his body the very things we need to be formed again in the newness of life. Like a master builder who makes his own bricks, no one else's bricks will do. Our Lord crushes us in Christ Jesus, so that he can take that dust of the death, add his water to it, make clay, breathe that spirit, that breath of new life into that clay, and cleanse and purify and fill us with the blood of our forgiveness, our life, and salvation. Like the creation of Adam, so the creation of the new man in us. Yes, like a master builder, God forms us anew in Christ Jesus, resurrected, so that like him, we may become living stones. Stones fitted and built up together into a spiritual house, a new spiritual people, a people for his kingdom, who produce its fruit in due season. Yes, the kingdom has been taken away from the wretches, but now it is given to a people producing its fruit. And who are these people? Who are they if not those who by the grace of God are forgiven, freely justified, and declared righteous for Christ's sake? Who in the newness of life now confess the truth. They say, behold, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. All that I am and have are his, and he is mine. The women of the LWML, Our Ladies' Aid, they say it this way. In fervent gratitude for the Savior's dying love and his blood-bought gift of redemption, we dedicate ourselves to him with all that we are and have, and in obedience to his call for workers in the harvest field, his vineyard, we pledge him our willing service wherever and whenever he has need of us. We consecrate to our Savior our hands to work for him, our feet to go on his errands, our voice to sing his praises, our lips to proclaim his redeeming love, our silver and our gold to extend his kingdom, our will to do his will, and every power of our life to the great task of bringing the lost and the erring into eternal fellowship with him. Amen. What a wonderful confession, filled with God's fruit. You can see the works of the LWML printed on your bulletins and on the bookmarks provided. But don't look at them right now, because I'm not done. Today I'd like to highlight just one of their fruits. The fruit of the lips, right? The fruit of song and praise. As the author of Hebrews says, through Jesus Christ, then, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of the lips that openly profess his name. Even one of our own poets, Shakespeare, he once quipped, if music be the food of love, play on. And so we cry with David, O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. Yes, music and song, it's one of the first and foremost fruits of God's redeemed. When God delivered Israel on dry ground through the Red Sea, but drowned hard-hearted Pharaoh and all his host, at once Moses and the people, they sang. And then Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, she took a tambourine in her hand, and all the women of the LWML, right? All the women went out after her with tambourines and dancing, and they sang. I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. Or consider King Saul. Whenever the harmful spirit from God was upon Saul, David took the lyre and played it with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the harmful spirit departed from him. My friends, do not David's psalms refresh our souls, make us well, and put a right spirit within us? O Lord, you have brought up my soul from Sheol. You have restored me to life from among those who go down to the pit. Jonah prayed a similar prayer today. Or think of Hannah or the Virgin Mary, who right after conceiving the Christ sang the most beautiful ballad, the Magnificat, found in various versions in our hymnal.
My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
Or how about Zechariah, who was silent for 9 months until the birth of his son John? And then at once his mouth was opened, and what did he do? He sang a song, the Benedictus.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and redeemed them.
Or how about Simeon's Nuctaminis? Jesus was just a baby. A song, the Nuctaminis, we often sing after receiving the sacrament, or it's also found as one of the last words at the funeral.
Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word.
Or think about those angelic glorias and alleluias and holy, holy, holies we so often sing.
Glory to God in the highest and peace to his people on earth.
Those are the words of the angels to those shepherds, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Now, joining these timeless canticles are the hymns and songs and spiritual songs of all ages. From generation to generation, these treasures of the redeemed have been handed down to us. This hymnal is the hymnal of Christ's bride, the church. It's filled with the voice of God's Spirit within her. The voice which gives word to her every thought and emotion. The voice which brings to her lips praises in any and every circumstance under heaven. And behold, it even contains the voices of those who are already there. Amazing. The women of the LWML support the church's song. It's one of their fruits. They help to promote and spread abroad her treasures to a great multitude from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages. It's the last bullet point in your bulletins. Number 13, bringing Christ into the world through music. Thanks be to God. And now for a surprise. In giving thanks to God for the LWML, an anonymous donor has donated a wide-ranging collection of Lutheran CDs, which you and your family may check out for free at any time. No matter where you are or what you're going through, the church has a song for you. I personally know how impactful the church's music is for me and for my family who has just departed. Whenever we're down or stressed out, like my wife is probably right now, we're simply looking for a little motivation, a little support for the Christian life, we pop in a CD like one of these, and wham, instant refreshment, changes of heart in an instant. If I told you more, I'd be probably sending and letting you know things you shouldn't know about others and myself, right? But instant refreshment from our church's song, it's wonderful. Now, our anonymous donor wants the same for you and for your family, free of charge. So put away the pagan music that makes you feel good in the moment, but ultimately leaves you empty, and more than likely leads you into sin, and instead fill your hearts and your ears with the church's song. You will not regret it. We pray. Oh God, you have directed us to bear your kingdom's fruit in season and out of season. We implore you to bless this music which has been given to our congregation. Grant that it may glorify you, benefit your church, and bring joy to those who hear it. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. And all God's people said, Amen. The Lord Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless this music and those who hear it. Amen. Finally, in thanksgiving to God for the LWML, for this music, and for the church's song, we now sing.
Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Amen. Amen. The congregation now stands to confess the faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
A few announcements here. Those CDs, they'll be in the Bible study room on that bookshelf there. You can pick them up at any time. There's a little sheet to fill out just to keep track of them so we don't lose any, but you're welcome to check them out for as long as you'd like. I haven't even opened them all, so you'll have to do that. If the CDs aren't available to you, there's also a digital format, the Lutheran Public Radio. That's free. That's the church's song, 24/7, always playing. It tends to be seasonal, so when you get to Lent, you'll hear a lot more Lenten hymns and things like that. If you're looking for other resources, I just want to provide them for you here. Sermons or a biblical catechesis, you can look at the seminary website, media.ctsfw.edu. There's tons of resources there. Or Peace Sussex. It's one of my favorite catechists, Peter Bender. Or you can look at another source for podcasts on current events and Bible studies. Comes highly recommended. I'm sure, Kyle, you and I have talked about that a lot. Issues, etc. It's a great resource. Or you're welcome to come to me, ask me for anything. I'll try to look it up for you. Or you can feel free to raid my library, as some of you have, and I'm more than happy to let you borrow and check out my books. I don't read them. They just look nice. No, they're good. There's a voters meeting today after the service. Please stick around for that. And again, this LWML Sunday. And so there will be a collection taken up after the service for mites, for the many state and national projects of the LWML. Information there on Lloyd Botcher's 90th birthday at Grace. On that same day, we'll also be celebrating as a circuit the Reformation service and festival. We give thanks to God for the gift of new life granted to Jason and Tristan Glinky in the birth of their daughter, Evie. Okay, I don't want to say Eve, but Evie Grace. It's a good name. And for the new life granted to Ryan and Heather Paulson in the gift of their daughter, Riley Ava. A good name, too. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. We give thanks to God for for healing Max Tabor, whose liver cancer has now been deemed benign. And for Sandy Getzmeyer, as she rejoices in her recovery from COVID. She says, tell everyone that I give thanks to God for you and for your prayers. And I praise him for my many blessings. For Max and Sandy, let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. In our petitionary prayers this day, we have included Ben Weiss' parents who are ill with COVID. Ben's father, Dwight, is currently in the hospital. That's Rachel Huseman's husband's parents. Let us then go to God in prayer for this and for all our needs of body and soul. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the gift of divine peace and of pardon with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the Holy Christian Church here and scattered throughout the world, for pastors and missionaries, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, and for the LWML and for all their work, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
for all husbands and wives and for all families from generation to generation, especially for Evie Grace and Riley Ava. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all babies in the womb and for their mothers, especially Holly, Anjali, and Hannah, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation and its leaders, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather, for the fruitfulness of the earth, and for all our farmers and their families as they bring in this year's harvest, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and the dying, and for all those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Carrie, Mike, Chad, John, Anna, Glenn, Heather, Frank, and Ben Weiss' parents, for Lorraine, Larry, Janice, and Daryl, and for Jeff Bungis, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Amen. We continue with the offertory. Give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to You, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by His glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify Your glorious name, evermore praising You and singing.
Holy, 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 Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of Your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is He who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed are You, Lord of heaven and earth, for You have had mercy on those whom You created and sent Your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of His body and His blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg You, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with Your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat His body and drink His blood, as He bids us do in His own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he'd given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Lord, you take away the sin of the world.
Fruits of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in his peace. Amen. We sing, thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord and sing his praise. Tell everyone what he has done. Let us the Lord rejoice and proudly bear his name. He recalls his promises and leads
Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the holy supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. And now with our closing hymn, serve the Lord with gladness. You may be seated.
The Lord with gladness.